Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, did you miss me last week during my little vacay?
Certainly did.
Well, back, and of course, you know, it's a holiday weekend, so there's a lot more to talk about this weekend because a lot of folks are going to be off on Monday, some things to do for Memorial Day. And before we forget about it, congratulations to Asheville's Caleb Johnson for winning American Idol the other night. A big, big thing for that young man and for Asheville, and I think his career is off to a great start. I was following that whole adventure along, and from the beginning, I thought the kid was going to do it, and sure enough, if he didn't. So,
congratulations.
Indeed. So, let's move ahead to Monday. There's a lot of things going on over the weekend, too, but let's move ahead to Monday because a lot of people are going to be off on Monday. And if you want to, first of all, got to remember what Memorial Day is about. It's paying honor to those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You can go to the Asheville Bunker Memorial Day ceremony at 2:30 p.m. on Monday at the Roger McGuire Green at Pack Square Park. The Tennessee Air National Guard, Band of the South, and the Reuters Singers will perform down there, and it should be a solemn occasion. For something a little more lively and fun, it's going to be the Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday at the Sandburg Home Historic Site in Flat Rock, across from the Flat Rock Playhouse. And, of course, on Monday, the Asheville tourists are back home, too, for a short three-game stand against Lexington. So that you can go out and see some baseball and have a good time and just kind of enjoy a little bit of holiday fun on Monday. But you know what? This is a big weekend for beer in Asheville. Of course, one of my favorite topics is the beer guy at the Citizen Times in Asheville scene. And it's Asheville Beer Week. A lot of things happening, including on Saturday, the Just Brew It Homebrew Festival at the Wedge. You might still be able to get an admission to go to that by going to Just Economics of WNC's website. They're the ones who put it on. All you have to do is enroll and become a member. It's one of the real bargains at Beer Week. Also, coming, this is important. It's not even going to be a fun event, but it's important. Funk Asheville, a gathering of wild and sour beers. That's on May 30th, the Wicked Weed, at their new barrel house at 140 on Cox Avenue, I believe it is. And Asheville beer lovers will be down there to try all kinds of great beer. And it's a benefit for Pints for Prostate. So you can get tickets online at the E-Tix, I believe, and also they have them at the Wicked Weed. So you can stop and do that. Of course, the Beer City Festival coming up on May 31st. So lots of fun things to do on the horizon in Asheville for beer. And from beer, how about burlesque? The Americana Burlesque and Sideshow Festival is back in town. Shows tonight at the Grey Eagle, Saturday at the Orange Peel, and Sunday brunch burlesque cabaret. That should be kind of a fun thing to do at 12:30 Sunday at the Lexington Avenue Brewery. And if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. Put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene Entertainment Culinary Magazine, and it's online at AshevilleScene.com, and it's also in your paper this morning and in boxes around town, too. David, what are you going to be doing over the weekend? You got some big plans?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm putting it together.
Well, I'm sure you will. You could go to the theater. There's a lot of fun theater going on this weekend. Greater Tuna's playing at the Black Mountain Center for the Arts out in Black Mountain. That's a good show. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike over at the Flat Rock Playhouse on their main stage. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead at the Montford Park Players are doing that at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater over on Gay Street. There's something called Breaking Up is Hard to Do. It's a Neil Sedaka musical out at the Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. That'll be a fun, lively show. A Conversation with Edith Head about the one-woman show about the famous costumer. And Walking Across Egypt, Conversation with Edith Head is at North Carolina Stage Company, I should say. And Walking Across Egypt is at Parkway Playhouse. And that brings us around to the movies. Have you seen a movie since we last spoke?
Trying to remember what I saw. Let me think about that for a moment.
Well, I went to see Godzilla, which is kind of a fun little picture. I mean, you know, what is it? It's a Godzilla movie. I mean, it's this first summer popcorn picture, I guess. And, you know, Godzilla goes through, he stomps on a lot of things. But actually, there's two other monsters that do most of the stomping. And, you know, Godzilla kind of comes off as the hero. And, you know, the human characters are pretty there, just there to kind of convey the story along. But it's an interesting little picture. I mean, everybody was talking about it last weekend. And I guess that this weekend, everybody's going to be talking about X-Men, The Days of Future Past. the next big popcorn picture, X-Men traveling back in time to prevent an incident that will bring doom to humans and mutants in 3D on some screens, as is Godzilla on 3D, too. If you can't get it in 2D, go for the 3D. Two other pictures worth mentioning. Belle, illegitimate mixed-race daughter of a Royal Navy admiral, is raised by her aristocratic great-uncle at the Fine Arts Center of Carolina Asheville. And Blended, after a comedy with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
So a lot going on for a holiday weekend, and a lot of new movies.
Absolutely. A lot of new music, movies, a lot of plays, a lot of fun to enjoy for the next few days.
Tony, be careful out there. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too, David. And so long, everybody.